Glenn Schroeder.
And I'm Julio Zamora.
Today in our first segment, it's Christmas time, and we're going to discuss some of the common problems you may encounter with your poinsettia.
Do you still have some spring flowering bulbs you haven't planted yet? We'll talk about what you can do with them in our second segment.
Houseplants face a lot of challenges during the winter. Julio and I will discuss winter care for your houseplants in our third segment.
Oh, the temperatures have really dropped, and it's critical to feed the birds. We'll tell you all about it in our fourth segment.
In our final segment, Julio and I are going to share with you what Christmas means to us.
So stay tuned, and we'll be right back in the garden right after these messages. Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Fertilum's Azalea and Evergreen Food plus Systemic Insecticide 915-3 contains 5 micronutrients which are designed for azaleas and evergreens to provide the proper nutrients and producing stunning green leaves and essential new growth while protecting the plant from damaging insects for up to 8 weeks. Fertilum's Azalea and Evergreen Food contains 9% nitrogen for green growth, building bigger stems and leaves, 15% phosphorus for root growth and increased flower production, 13% potash to promote vigorous growth so plants are better able to resist disease and cold. The micronutrients are the icing on the cake to enhance further growth, strengthen, and beautify color. Tired of seeing your plants prematurely drop their leaves, the flowers disappear? Fertilum's Azalea Evergreen Food plus Systemic Insecticide 915-13 contains an easy-to-apply insecticide that keeps your azaleas and evergreens looking great all year long. Those hungry insects do not have a chance. Apply in spring before buds sprout and continue throughout the season as indicated on the label growing guide. Fertilum's Azalea and Evergreen Food plus Systemic Insecticide 915-13 with micronutrients is a must for the passionate azalea and evergreen grower to help produce that beautiful abundance of color and fantastic fragrance everyone will love. So next time you visit your favorite garden center, pick up Fertilum's Azalea and Evergreen Food plus Systemic and expect to have the best looking shrubs in the neighborhood. Neighbors Garden Center, Main Street, Hellertown, PA. Rhodes Garden, Delcab Pike, North Wales, Pennsylvania. Rourke Farm Supply, Elmer, New Jersey. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 a.m. WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. It's Christmas Eve, Julio.
Yes, it is.
Oh, have you been a good boy?
Yes, I have.
Oh, yeah? All right. You're going to get tons of presents. I know. I have coal waiting for me. Okay, so poinsettias. You know, if you bought a poinsettia, there's still there's still time.
Oh, yeah. Plenty.
But sometimes poinsettias give you like weird signs that they aren't happy. Mm-hmm. And some of those things are mostly related to the amount of water they're getting. Mm-hmm. Like poinsettias, and I'm going to pull one out here. We have one in the studio. So if you're watching on YouTube, make sure
It's a heavy one.
Subscribe to us on YouTube. Here we have a beautiful, this is actually a hanging basket poinsettia. And that there is obviously, because there's multiple colors, most potted poinsettias are not one cutting. There's multiple cuttings. And even in the smaller pots, like the, say, the 6-inch pots.
Right.
There's five cuttings in there.
That many, wow.
And that were all of a sudden a section of the plant, like all of a sudden this whole section dies out.
Right.
It's actually that cutting
that died out.
That died out.
Oh, I see.
And if it droops real bad and it flags real bad, gets real yellow, what you need to do is you need to cut that whole section out. Mm-hmm. And it's going to make it look a little bare.
Right.
And it's going to make it look a little, let's just say, funny. But I've got a trick. Uh-huh. Go out into your yard, and I know it's cold. Go out into your yard, grab some pine, and you're going to take some pine branches, and you're going to just put some pine branches in and around your poinsettia, and you're going to fill that bare spot in with the pine branches. If you're lucky enough to have any white-painted birch, you can put that in there, and it will hide the fact that you're missing a whole cutting in your poinsettia plant.
Right. Beautiful.
Another thing is where – if your centers, now Aaron, I'm going to ask you to do something for me. I'm trying to find it. If the centers of your flowers, where it's yellow, if those are starting to drop off, don't worry about it. It's okay. And what happens is that's the true flower. All the pretty colors, like the pinks and the reds and the whites, that's actually, those are leaves. And the flowers are actually in the center. So if you look at those pieces that are falling off, it's not going to hurt the plant. It's not going to do anything. It may look a little funny because it's missing them. But still, your poinsettia is healthy, and there's really not much you can do about it.
Beautiful. Yep. Another thing that, and to know is that where are you going to place it, right? Now, as far as lighting goes, you got to be careful with that. So you have to really watch where you put it. And
you don't want to cook it.
No, you don't want to cook it. So it likes indirect light, so that's where you want it to have it. So be careful that you don't have it in direct sunlight all day. Cause then that, you know, the leaves are really going to struggle with that.
And so, watering is really key.
That's always a problem, isn't it?
Right.
We always overwater.
Right. Too much care. And a lot of times when you see that those cuttings are dead, what happens is that particular cutting has gotten so much water and is so saturated that it can't breathe.
Oh, yeah.
It can't get any oxygen. Roots need oxygen to grow. And that it's just, it just that whole section dies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what you need to do is, what I do is, I let the top dry off completely. Okay. So. And you'll feel it, too, when you pick up the pot. It's a lot lighter. So you want to do that. You don't want to continuously keep it wet because now you're going to have problems like we were just talking about. Overwatering is going to kill your plant.
Right. On this poinsettia, we brought it in because there's some spots, like if you can see on the tip
here. Oh, yeah,
here,
I see that. Yep.
And here.
Yep.
That's like a sign that it was let to go just a little too long. And that little tip is not a big deal. You just go through and
pick it
take
off.
Your fingers and you just pinch it.
Pinch it off, yeah.
And you take that leaf off and you pretend it was never there. And you don't tell anybody about it either. It's just some simple maintenance. Mm-hmm. And again, these are leaves. Right. Oh, and Julio, are poinsettias poisonous?
No, they're not. We've broken that myth last week.
That's right, Mythbusters.
Yes.
We did. And and that, if you call the Poison Control Center, if you don't want to believe us directly, but right.
You should.
Because we are your friends in the garden.
Yes, we are.
They will tell you the same.
Same thing,
they have never had a fatal case of poisoning. They have had issues, like say a cat or dog ate the entire plant and got sick.
Right.
But if it ate most things like this, it would get sick, but it's not because they're poisonous. Okay. It's just because, let's just say, they overindulged on the poinsettia.
Now, Len, you and I and Danielle went to a restaurant
we did
not too long ago. And as we walked into the door, what did we see?
Oh, it bothered me so bad.
Yeah, no, it did.
I tried restraint. I really did.
I know you did.
It was a poinsettia, and they had it on the ground by the door.
Right.
Oh,
my goodness.
And a whole branch, because of the draft coming in from the door, was dead.
Mm-hmm. Right. Isn't it amazing how just that draft coming through?
I couldn't resist.
I know.
I couldn't resist.
I know you couldn't.
And Danielle told me, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do it. But I did it anyway. I went and pinched back the entire branch, and the poinsettia looked great.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
Sorry, it's in my blood. I can't help it.
Yeah. Nice job, by the way. You know, so it's critical not to have it near a doorway,
right?
Or near like your heating vent. And so you want to keep away from that situation.
And poinsettias can keep it pretty low. 55 degrees, they're fine. Mm-hmm. But now that we've got the, all of a sudden it's in the teens.
Yeah, really.
Quebec?
I know.
Know, kind of. where this whole Arctic flow is coming from, Canada. But it's going to be cold for the next couple of days, and I guess it'll feel a little Christmas to me. A little snow would help, it's going to be so cold. So if you have guests coming over for Christmas and they're opening the door and they're letting in cold air, your poinsettia will not be happy. So just move it off the ground, out from the breeze of the door. Also, the opposite of that is the hot air from the from your heater. They're not going to like that either. So
yeah, just keep yourself consistent when it comes to watering. You know, like I always think, okay, Friday's my watering day, and I check it. I check everything.
But you check it.
I check it.
You don't automatically water.
No, I don't
water
it.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, don't do that. Just keep a consistent day and check your plants.
Yeah.
And that way you're not like, oh, I forgot to, you know, it's been 3 weeks now.
Yeah, if you left the surface of the soil, just the surface,
dry out.
You know, not an inch down or anything like that.
Just a surface.
Just the surface of the soil.
That's easy.
And then just water it.
Mm-hmm. It's an easy plant to take care of, by the way.
It is. Like you said when we started, it's killed by care, by overwater.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
All right.
That's right.
If you have questions about your poinsettia or wondering, like, maybe it's doing something that you don't understand, call the hotline. Okay. You know that number, 609-685-1880, and we'll be more than happy to answer your questions. We're going to be right back right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. You know, some of our most frequent questions revolve around organic container gardening for houseplants, annuals, and of course, vegetables. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is a lightweight soil mixture made with salmon, blueberry, lobster, and other compost, as well as calcium and chitin-rich lobster shells, sphagnum peat, perlite, and kelp meal. It is a great soil. And Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Organic Potting Soil is rich in organic material, creating lush, disease-resistant plants that require less watering, less feeding. Its rich, dark brown color provides the perfect balance between water retention and drainage needed for healthy plants. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is available at these local retailers.
Pickering Valley Feed and Farm, Exton, Pennsylvania. Ashcombe Farm and Greenhouses, Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. Tony's Farm and Garden, Windsor, New Jersey.
Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant paired with the perfect container can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette?
Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to ZZ plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Well, do you have any tulip or daffodil bulbs left over? Well, I'll tell you what, folks. We can plant them now, and we'll give you some ideas on what to do.
You can. Mm-hmm. I, actually, at Bloomers, we've got a lot of bulbs left over, but I'm not worried about it. They're actually half price. So if you ever want to come down, come get your bulbs now.
Yes, right now.
And here's what you can do. We have a plan where we're just going to plant them up into 8-inch bulb pans. And that 8-inch bulb pans, where they're 8-inch, when we talk about pot sizes, 8-inch, 4-inch, 6-inch, that's across. So it's the diameter of the pot. And with bulbs, think Easter now. When you get those lower pots, that's a bulb pan. They're not real tall. Yeah. And so we're going to plant them all up with the crocus and with daffodils and with tulips, and we'll have all different, instead of having just like white, pink, yellow, you know, and red, we're going to have everything. And they're mixed. Easy to care for them. We're just going to put them outside with no protection. And that they'll do fine.
They call that what? Chill time, right?
It depends on the variety. So I see. So they do need that chill. Uh-huh. Okay, there are some like daffodils and any of the narcissus for the most part will bloom without being chilled, but tulips definitely need it. Yeah. And that it's just something that's easy to do, and that when people see tulips, and it kind of drives me crazy. Where people see tulips blooming, and like no matter how much that we tell them, look, it's time to plant your bulbs now. How many times, folks out there in radio land, how many times have you heard Hula and I say, it's like time to plant your bulbs now, time to plant your bulbs now, time to plant your bulbs now, and that they don't. Nope. And they come, do you have any tulip bulbs? And it's like, no. And there used to be an old commercial that said, you can pay me now, or you can pay me later. And it's one of those same things. It's cheap. Bulbs are cheap.
Yeah, they are.
But once they get planted, they get expensive.
Yes, they do.
So once they're in a pot with soil and everything else, you're paying through the nose. Mm-hmm. But the good news is that they will carry over to the next year. So if you plant them in your garden, that you'll have flowers for next year. So if you have those bulbs left over that you hadn't planted yet, you're decided like, you know, it's 10 degrees outside. I'm not going out there. If it warms up, you can do it. Okay. It's getting a little late, but you can do it because they again need that freeze period, that cold period. But if you want, just keep them in the house, spread some newspaper, construction paper on your kitchen table, and go ahead and pot them in whatever used pots you have.
Wonderful. Kids will love that too.
That is a great kids project.
That's right.
And then just put them on like the back deck, or you can put them, you can even like say bury them in the ground a little bit. It doesn't have to be though. That's the beautiful thing about it. It doesn't have to be. See if you can find a protected spot in your yard where it doesn't get subject to wind, because what you don't want is them completely drying out. But honestly, we've had them in very windy, open conditions on top of pavers and they've been fine.
Yeah.
So something to try.
Yeah.
Something to try. Crocus works with crocus. It works with tulips. It works with daffodils. It works with like any of the mini daffodils it'll work with. It'll work with paper whites.
Yeah.
All of them.
Scilla.
All of them.
Yep.
The things that it doesn't work with, Cannas, they should be away by now.
Yeah, that's right.
Any of those soft bulbs like dahlias, and you know, they're probably rotted by now.
Yeah,
if you haven't put them in a cool space already. So it's all of the bulbs that you plant in the fall and you get the spring flower that are meant to go over winter outside.
Right. Beautiful. Now, you don't have to stick to 6-inch or 8-inch. You can go 24-inch if you want it really big.
You go, fine. I don't know if they come that big, but I guess a half barrel.
Yeah, have a barrel.
You don't want to plant them in a half barrel.
Can you imagine?
Well, I'll give you a tip. You know, you mentioned Danielle. I planted up a pot for her that was filled with pansies.
Right.
And it was specifically for knowing that it was for fall. And then we would take out whatever mum or whatever was like cabbage or kale, ornamental cabbage or kale, that would be coming out. But I filled the bottom with tulips.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Nice. So the pansies will fill out, and the pansies will be blooming, and then the tulips will come up through the pansies.
Through the pansies. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, so, all right.
That's pretty cool,
those
huh?
little things. So if you have them left, it's not too late.
No, never too late.
That's right. That's right. Did you plant bulbs this year?
No, not the year before I did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle's house has become the project house.
Yeah,
it really has.
Really. I'm sure she loves it.
Well, honestly, she's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing in my home?
Like, never mind.
Yeah,
never mind.
You stick to the inside. I'll stick to the outside.
That's right.
But good.
Yeah, I mean, there's a section of pansies that I planted that just is the perfect spot where those flowers are like 3 inches, almost 4 inches across.
Wow.
They just love where they are.
Yeah.
And underneath them, I planted a combination of autumn flowering crocus, which they came up and bloomed.
Wow.
That was cool.
That's nice.
Because, to be honest, I've never planted autumn flowering crocus.
Wow.
And also, there's a bunch of, I layered it where there's a layer of crocus, regular spring flowering crocus, which will flower first. And then there's tulips underneath that.
Oh, wow.
So it's like a sandwich. So you have like on your top piece of bread, it's pansies.
Right.
Then you've got like for your mustard, you've got crocus. And then for your meat, you have tulips. And then there's nothing else under that. So it's an open face upside down. So
And the beauty of this is you can plant these like close together. So you don't have to worry about, I got to be, 4 inches apart like you do outside and you plant them. So,
Because now it's outside, you're planting them to conserve a little bit of cash because you don't want to, so close that you're wasting money.
Wasting money, yeah.
But in a pot, you can put them fairly close and not worry about it.
Yeah, it's nice. And then you have also like, some of them are going to be early spring, March, April, and then May. So you get that early color that you don't have.
Right, all before annual start, all before that you see those early, semi-hardy annual perennials, like, before you see a dianthus, before you see mountain pinks and things that these will all be that they'll all be coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have any tulips or daffodils or crocus, go to your local garden center because they would be more than happy to sell you some at a discount this time of year because they want to clear out of them.
That's right.
But when you go to purchase them, make sure that you look in that clear bag and make sure you feel the bulbs and that they're not soft.
Soft, yeah.
Because if they're soft, that means they've rotted.
Yeah.
And you want to just let them go. They've got to have, there's got to be something in there.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful, but also you'll get a deal.
Oh, yeah. Great deal.
Yep.
This is time to do it.
Right. That's it. All right. We'll be right back in the garden right after this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix with EcoPeat is the perfect ready-to-use potting mix for all your succulents. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix is a blend of sphagnum peat moss, perlite, and EcoPeat. EcoPeat is a natural wood fiber from peat bogs. When added to Fertilome peat moss, it produces a superior professional substrate with an exceptional ratio of air porosity and water holding capacity. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix will ensure maximum drainage with ideal water retention. It's simply the best succulent mix on the market. Ask for Fertilome by name at your local garden center. Available at Daniels Garden Center, Sumneytown Pike, Harleysville, Pennsylvania. Gasper's Home and Garden, 316 Tanyard Road, Richboro, PA. Green Acres Nursery and Garden Center, West County Line Road, Colmar, Pennsylvania. Herbin's Garden Center, Chestnut Street, Emmis, Pennsylvania. Laurel Oak Garden Center, Thompson Mill Road, Marlton, New Jersey. The Bird Sanctuary at Bloomers Home and Garden Center is dedicated to the care and feeding of wild birds. We carry a flock of feeders like the Brome Squirrel Proof Feeder, which has a lifetime guarantee. Brome makes fantastic feeders for frustrating squirrels and feeding songbirds. Bloomers Bird Sanctuary has a vast selection of wild bird seed, suet, seed cakes, and mealworms. We carry Lyric, Cole, CNS, Pine Tree Farms, and our own line called Bloomers Blend. Bloomers Blend Songbird Magnet contains premium black oil sunflower, peanut splits, millet, safflower, and tree nuts. It's sure to attract the most colorful songbirds to your yard. Bloomers Home and Garden Center is located in Washington Township in Gloucester County, New Jersey. Visit us online at www.bloomers.com. When you come in, ask for Shirley Spurbeck, Bloomers Wild Bird Specialist. Mention you heard it on Bloomers in the Garden Radio, and we'll give you $10 off a 20-pound bag of Bloomers Blend Songbird Magnet Mix. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
All right. Wow. You know, it's cold outside, huh?
It sure is.
Let me tell you, the birds need to be provided food so they can stay warm, just like we human beings. We need food and warmth too.
That's right. But there's some precautions that we need to do with birds. Like one, if you're going to provide them water, you need to make sure that it's heated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It'll freeze up on you.
That's
poor
right.
Guys, they're saying, what's going on?
Right. But the thing is right now you can tell they're hunting for food. Anybody that's got a bird feeder out there, it's going to empty quick because they're going to find where your feeder is and that they're going to keep visiting it and visiting it and visiting it because they've got to get enough energy in their system and in fat reserves in order to make it through this winter. And when it gets as cold as it is,
And
like we mentioned, water is very important because right now all the water sources they can get to is frozen.
Frozen, yeah.
So, again, if you're going to put some water out there for the birds, make sure that you put a bird bath heater is what it's called. And it's basically something that does have a thermostat and it plugs in and it will keep that water at an ambient temperature where it's above freezing. It's not going to make it like a bird hot tub, you know, but it's going to also. And this is another reason to have a pond. Like, you know, you have your
my little pond.
Your pond, right? Mm-hmm. How are you, what are you using
to keep it warm?
Do you keep a vent in it? Well, do you have fish in it first?
No, I have no fish.
Yeah, if you have fish in your pond, you make sure that you've got that heater installed. And it's really, all it's doing is it creates a chimney for all of that decomposing debris in the bottom for those gases to escape so it doesn't suffocate and kill your fish. Mm-hmm. And if you do that, the birds have a source to go to get a drink. Mm-hmm. So, But it comes back to what to do with food. Mm-hmm. I do not like shells around my house.
No, especially when it's on the porch.
Yeah, I mean, I do. I have them on my deck. I have them hanging up on my deck.
On your deck, yes.
And that where it's so, one, I hate squirrels, like everybody out there. Like,
oh, yeah.
We get it all the time.
All cars.
I hate them.
How many cars do we get?
I hate them all the time. You know, if it wasn't them, it'd be me. I hate the squirrels. Yeah. They come and they dig out and they eat my feeders. So I have them 6 foot apart. It's kind of like a COVID thing. 6 foot apart, 6 foot off the ground, so they can't jump.
Right.
There's some once in a while you marvel like God's creatures where they're that clever to where it's somehow, I don't know, they've got that little paw that they can go and grab handfuls of food by holding on upside down.
Yeah, they know how to do it.
So one thing to do is that I tried this. Okay. If you have your feeder that's not on a deck or not on your patio, try using safflower, not sunflower, safflower. Yeah, totally. Squirrels don't like it. Grackles don't like it, but all the songbirds do. Cardinals love it.
Yeah,
but it does have a shell, and the shell is really white. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times when you see that, like where black oil sunflower seeds, that's black, and it kind of dissipates into the ground, and it's not seen as much. But where this safflower, it's going to be clearly seen, but it gives you an alternative where the squirrels are going to go somewhere else to find something to eat because they're not going to eat. Like we were talking about restaurants last week, right? They're not going to go to your restaurant to eat. The other thing is in front of us, if you're looking on YouTube, and remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yes.
What is this, Julio, that we have right in front of us?
This is also hot meat, it's called.
That's right.
And it's got chili in there.
And capsicum pepper.
Capsicum pepper, yeah. Hot chilies, they don't, only the
love
birds can eat that.
This product because
yeah, they do.
You put this in your feeder, and I prefer straight hold sunflower seeds. So the kind that do not have a shell, that is my favorite seed because I can get every type of songbird that you could imagine. And with the capsicum pepper, what it does, birds do not have saliva glands, but squirrels do. Yeah. So when they go and eat this hot meat,
what do they
it's
say?
Like getting a hot food. You know, it's like, you know.
Yeah, it's right.
And so, like, I mean, they're like, oh, this is too heavy Mexican for me. Yeah, that's right. Get that out of here. I'm not eating that.
No way.
I'm never going to this restaurant. Between the safflower and this stuff, well, I'm not coming here ever again. So then you just feed the bird. So it's one way. It's a little more expensive. But someone explained to me, if you take a palmful of the palm of your hand, and you just fill it with, say, black oil sunflower. And then you take the same palm, that same surface area, and you fill it with hulled sunflower seeds, there's a tremendous amount more of the hulled seeds. So per bird, you're actually getting more seed in the bag than you are when you're getting the black oil sunflower with the shell.
Right.
So try it. Use the straight hulled sunflower. So they call it, a lot of times you'll see it sunflower hearts, sunflower meats, that sunflower chips. Be careful with chips because depending on who the manufacturer is, it could be like almost sweepings off the floor where it's like really small, tiny pieces.
Yeah, sure.
Too small. Too small, because if it gets wet, it can turn mushy, and then it can clog your feeder. Mm, yeah. So look for a good, so that it looks like sunflower seeds. You know, the kind you'd put on a salad.
Oh, yeah. You'd like that.
Right?
Yeah.
To me, it's the best seed going because it feeds the widest selection of songbirds and colorful birds.
Yeah, it's great.
The cardinals. And actually, we have Coles with us here today.
Yeah, Coles.
Coles has a another seed, which is a cardinal seed, which also it's I can't remember. It's hot something, but it's mixed with safflower. So it's capsicum pepper. It's sunflower seeds, the whole sunflower, so sunflower meats mixed with the capsicum pepper. So safflower, sunflower meat, and capsicum pepper. So it's another way, and Cardinals just go
they
nuts
go
over.
Crazy of it, huh?
Nuts over
yeah,
it.
Isn't that great?
What do you put in your feeders, Julio?
I use safflower.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I don't want all those grackles coming in. I always have problems with
grackles.
That. They just take over.
Yeah, they do. They come in, they come in and they chase all the other birds from the feeder.
Yeah, they hog it.
They come in like a swarm.
Oh, boy. Yeah, they're not good.
Bah, humbug.
Yeah, they can go somewhere else.
Yeah. So let them go fend on themselves. But because they're like marauders. They come and all of a sudden they're all over.
They're bullies, yeah. Yeah. I got it right.
So and even woodpeckers will take that too.
Yeah,
so don't forget suet.
Suet, yeah.
Now suet also there's a hot blend of suet to keep the squirrels out.
Yeah.
But suet is important because it builds up those fat reserves in the birds.
Yeah, they need it.
And when you go outside,
you'll know.
You know, we're dressing in layers.
Yeah.
The birds, you know, they have their feathers, but boy, they need those fat reserves in order to keep that layer effect going to keep them warm.
Yeah, it's an easy time for them.
It's important, and that what's the amazing thing is that they'll recognize where to go to
where
eat.
To go to, yeah.
And they'll be dining at your feeder, giving them the right food on a regular basis. But, you know, keep it full.
Yeah.
Keep it full.
Yeah, don't let it go down.
Yeah, and especially the colder the temperature, the more important it is for them to get fed.
So get out there and get your safflower and get your suet. All ready for this cold, cold winter we have.
Ugh.
You know,
it's cold quick.
Yeah, I know.
Hopefully it warms up at the end of the week, but still,
yeah.
Once the birds recognize you're a winter source for food,
they'll be
at your feeder, and it's cool to watch.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Great to have
some
little color, you know, and those little chirping.
You know what I just thought of?
What?
That today there's more sunlight than there was yesterday.
Oh, thank you, Len.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
We talked about the winter solstice. And I was just thinking, it's like, well, here we are.
Yeah.
From here on, it's going to get brighter every day.
We love it.
It may be cold out there, but it's getting brighter, and there's more sunshine today than there was yesterday. Just keep that in mind.
Yes.
We'll be right back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant paired with the perfect container can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to zizi plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
Dreaming of a gorgeous garden? Give your azaleas, rhododendron, blueberries, and evergreens a powerful boost with the number one acid-loving plant food, Espoma Organic Hollytone. Hollytone is a perfect blend of natural long-lasting ingredients that nourish plants for stronger roots, faster growth, and bountiful blooms. Plus, it's easy to use and safe for people, pets, and planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you and helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York Tri-State area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. I'm Len, he's Julio. And we're the boys that are from Bloomers Home and Garden and bring you this gardening show each week.
Each week, yeah.
Yep. You know, next week is our last show of the year.
You believe that?
We've been doing this since 2018.
18, how about that?
All right.
Wow.
We thank everybody for listening to us.
Yeah, we love you guys.
Appreciate it. Yep. We'll get into that in our final segment. But this segment... Winter brings challenges to your houseplants. There are times, like we were talking about the poinsettias, where your plants all of a sudden get weird on you.
Yeah.
And they start showing you signs that you haven't seen before that you don't see during like the summer months and the fall months. Some of those, the first one is the fact that our houses are so dry, and I bring this up every year. I'll ask Aaron, because I ask you.
You always ask me.
2018, I've asked you the same question. Aaron, you ever get a bloody nose in the middle of the winter?
Oh, yeah. Big facts.
And I know I have. Brett, wherever you are, you got bloody noses in the middle of the winter, right?
Not really, actually.
What?
I'm weird. I never got really bloody nose.
Thanks. You're adding a lot to the show.
Yeah.
Get back behind the glass. Anyway, the reason is because our houses are so dry, and that the fact that the humidity where these, you know, we talk about like, okay, so where did the plant come from? Try to mimic that environment where it grows naturally. Naturally, these are tropical plants. So the humidity is high and, you know, you think of the beginning of, see, I'm, God, Julio, you need to watch more movies.
I know.
I've told you. I'm starting. You're watching weird, like, Japanese, like, your Chinese stuff. That is, it's like, that doesn't sound very right. So, you know, the beginning of the original Indiana Jones movie?
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's faking, folks. He has no idea who Indiana Jones is.
I know Indiana Jones.
You know that?
Yeah.
So it's in the jungle, you know, they're sweating to death. That's where, you know, those plants that they show in the beginning of that, and like, you know, I'm not looking as like, wow, he's looking for treasure. I'm looking, wow, look, there's a bromeliad. You know, look at that. That looks like a pothos. So it's been tough to get a date.
Yeah, I know it is.
In any case, that our houses now all of a sudden become the desert. You know, and even our succulents sometimes can get a little tough.
Yeah,
you know, you pull them out, and there's nothing on that soil. So you got to make sure that you're watering them. I have a story to add.
Yeah,
we have a fancy schmancy greenhouse that is a show greenhouse where our customers purchase their tropical plants, their poinsettias. And when we first built the greenhouse, it was back in 2000.
Wow.
You know, we figured it's got all the bells and whistles. You know, the vents open automatically, they close, the curtains shut, the heat goes on. We figured everything was perfect. But we had issues where, like, there were spots on the leaves.
Huh.
And they looked like, you know, we call it bacterial leaf spot. But it was just like the edges turned funny colors. Or it just was something wrong with the leaves. It wasn't an insect and it wasn't a disease. And it turned out that, and this was during the winter, it was a lack of humidity to where we would water the floor of the greenhouse to rise that humidity, and we solved the problem.
That's what it was.
I mean, you know, here I am, professional.
Uh-huh. Right.
And that it's just something as simple as that.
Simple as that.
That the water that we were giving the plants in the pots wasn't enough to increase that humidity.
About that.
So go out and buy a mister.
That's right.
You see them all the time, and this is why. A mister is something that you want to use this time of the year to raise that humidity level.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
So Definitely. Also, what about fertilizing? Should you be fertilizing this time of the
year?
No,
not this time, Len. This is a time where they're kind of dormant at this time. So, you know, don't even start it until spring.
That's right. That's right. It's don't feed them because it tries to push out growth that they're not capable of doing at this time of the year. Again, we talked about how they're like every day there's more and more light, right?
Yes.
There just simply isn't enough light for them to produce the growth that they normally would.
Right.
So again, it's in springtime, again, when it gets more light. Lighter. So we talk about the peak of light is in June, end of June. So it's the summer solstice. And that's fine. You can start feeding them sometime end of March and start feeding them again. But right now, don't give them food. Yeah. Like a lot of people, Jewish grandmothers. It's like, oh, I plant sick. I got to feed it. Oh, eat, eat, eat. No, it's not. It's not a way to help your plants.
Yeah.
Moisture, keeping the humidity up, that doesn't mean saturating the roots constantly. Yeah. It's keeping the humidity up. Yeah. That will help your plants tremendously.
Really?
And again, misters do a great job in that it just encapsulates them so that it keeps that moisture inside the leaves of the plant rather than just turning crispy.
Yeah. Is your home have humidity in it? Or?
I have this weird humidity thing that I don't know how to operate on my heater.
Oh, really? So you don't use it?
It's like a humidifier thing.
And
it scares me, actually. Yeah. It's like I don't want to put water through into my heating system.
Yeah.
All I see are things rusting. again,
oh, gosh.
I take care of my plants, the old fashioned way.
You missed it?
Right, and deal with bloody noses on my own.
So I won't be coming over your house anytime soon.
Oh, really? All right. You just water on a specific day. And
yeah, I check them out, make sure they're okay.
Yeah, I'm not that disciplined.
No.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. It's wilting.
it's
all right.
Wilting,
it's time to water.
Yeah. You ought to get some more succulents in.
Well, that's why I say they're plants, not
puppies.
So, again, humidity, keep the humidity up, cut out the fertilizer, water when they need it, let the surface of the soil dry out a little bit before you water it. Check. The other thing is to check your saucers. You don't want to necessarily keep those saucers full of water because that will rot out the roots.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's not good. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Again, their growth is slowing down and they're not really growing. So it can be deceiving that they need the moisture and the humidity, but they can't outgrow being overwatered.
Yeah.
So it's a very perilous time for plants during the winter.
Just got to keep an eye on it.
Yeah. And don't be afraid if it drops a few leaves. Like
that's
if you have a ficus tree that's dropping some leaves.
That's right.
It's the lack of sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be that
way.
If you've brought in plants from being outside on your patio for the summer and brought them in and they look like they're sticks, penguin.
Yeah.
Hang in there.
Yeah.
Let them look ugly. Hide them behind the couch or a chair.
It takes time.
Try to keep them watered because they're adapting to your indoor environment.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
it.
Again, they're gonna sprout, and if they don't, their plants not.
No puppies.
All right. If you've got any questions about what your house plant is doing or wondering what this crazy thing is on it or I've got a creepy crawly on it, call the hotline. 609-685-1880, and we'll help you.
That's right.
All right. We'll be back right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880.
1-888-1-888-1-888-0, and we'll see you in the garden. You know, some of our most frequent questions revolve around organic container gardening for houseplants, annuals, and of course, vegetables. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is a lightweight soil mixture made with salmon, blueberry, lobster, and other compost, as well as calcium and chitin-rich lobster shells, sphagnum peat, perlite, and kelp meal. It is a great soil. And Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Organic Potting Soil is rich in organic material, creating lush, disease-resistant plants that require less watering, less feeding. Its rich, dark brown color provides the perfect balance between water retention and drainage needed for healthy plants. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is available at these local retailers. Barlow's, Seagirt, New Jersey. Espenshade's Garden Centers and Greenhouse, Monton, Pennsylvania. Ashcombe's Farm and Greenhouse, Mechanicsburg, PA.
Dreaming of a gorgeous garden? Give your azaleas, rhododendron, blueberries, and evergreens a powerful boost with the number one acid-loving plant food, Espoma Organic Hollytone. Hollytone is a perfect blend of natural, long-lasting ingredients that nourish plants for stronger roots, faster growth, and bountiful blooms. Plus, it's easy to use and safe for people, pets, and planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you and helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 a.m. WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. And I want to say Merry Christmas to everybody out there. It's Christmas Eve. You know, it's a holy season for many of us. And, yeah. And Julio and I, each time this year, I think we do this, Julio, that we talk about what Christmas means to each of us. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to put you on the spot first. So, Julio Zamora.
All right. To me, the real meaning of Christmas is about Jesus' birth and how, you know, we celebrate it through worship and those times where, you know, we go into our church and with the congregation and we sing praises and we just love going in and hearing all the beautiful songs. I love the classical songs that we've always known as children. And that's
Away in a Manger.
Oh yeah,
Away in a Manger.
Away in a Manger. Yeah, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Oh Holy Night. All those great classics. So. But you know, so that is like central to me. And of course, you know, we also celebrate with our friends and neighbors and. And those we love, and we're around all the time, mm-hmm. you know. And so, especially at work, you know, that's where we spend most of our time with.
We do,
you know, and
we do.
You know, so we become family, you know.
Absolutely.
And so that's really important for us to enjoy this time together and rejoice and having each other and because we go through a lot, don't we?
We do, and that. You know, Julio, I've often described your time with not only the people at Bloomers, but also customers and even callers, that it's like your own ministry.
It is.
And that I do appreciate that. I do appreciate that.
I'm giving Glenn a hug now.
Even I'm sick.
He's sick.
Like, get away from me. I don't want to get you sick.
He's doing a great job, by the way, not coughing on me, but
yeah,
that's okay.
Yes. Oh, the next person that's using this microphone's in trouble.
Yeah, I think so.
Christmas, you know, I thought about this segment, and also, I mean, it is God being here on earth with us and is able to identify the human condition, and that from Christmas to Easter, from birth to resurrection. But also it means some, you know, a few other things. Like I'm thinking about some of the things over the last few years that personally dealt with that, and thinking about all of the people out there that are caregivers to specifically spouses, and that my own situation was where my wife had Alzheimer's for 10 years, and that the last few years I was not able to really, you know, converse and really connect with her on a level, and that, you know, we started dating at 15 and that had been married for 37 years, and that there are other people that are out there that are lonely, that are doing it every day, that are doing it every day, and that those of you out there, there are others that have either gone through it. My wife did pass away in January. It'll be a year in probably about 3 weeks. And that you can get through it. Don't be afraid to ask for help and talk about it. You know, I talked about it with Julio. Julio had helped me through many times. And that through other friends, I opened up and I wasn't afraid. Family, you know, if it wasn't for my kids rallying around their mom, we couldn't have gotten through it. But I just think of all of those other people that are out there that are facing similar circumstances, no matter what the disease, not doesn't have to be Alzheimer's, but where they're just exhausted and they're tired. You know, my prayer for you is to have some relief this holiday season, to just focus on what it's all about. And just know that you've done a good job, faithful servant.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And that just again, it's a tough season, mm-hmm. for those that are caregiving.
It is.
And Julio, you know that because you took care of your mom for a long time.
Yeah, it is, and it's a privilege to have that, you know, and your love grows even more.
You know, it does,
and we love each other. You know, we love each other. We give that love back to each other, and that's important. You know, to have that shared. That's what we do.
So this holiday season, it's think about those caregivers out there. Mm-hmm. Think about the whole reason for the season.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and why do we do this stuff? know, it's historical. Right.
It is.
Anyway. All right, on that note, we're going to go to commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. The Bird Sanctuary at Bloomers Home and Garden Center is dedicated to the care and feeding of wild birds. We carry a flock of feeders like the Brome Squirrel Proof Feeder, which has a lifetime guarantee. Brome makes fantastic feeders for frustrating squirrels and feeding songbirds. Bloomers Bird Sanctuary has a vast selection of wild bird seed, suet, seed cakes, and mealworms. We carry Lyric, Kohl's, CNS, Pine Tree Farms, and our own line called Bloomers Blend. Bloomers Blend Songbird Magnet contains premium black oil sunflower, peanut splits, millet, safflower, and tree nuts. It's sure to attract the most colorful songbirds to your yard. Bloomers Home and Garden Center is located in Washington Township in Gloucester County, New Jersey. Visit us online at www.bloomers.com. When you come in, ask for Shirley Spurbeck, Bloomers Wild Bird Specialist. Mention you heard it on Bloomers in the Garden Radio, and we'll give you $10 off a 20-pound bag of Bloomers Blend Songbird Magnet Mix.
Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Well, Julio, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Len. Merry Christmas. Christmas, Aaron. Yeah. Brett.
I hope everybody has a great Christmas, best ever.
Yes.
And everybody out there, our listeners and our callers and all those folks that make this worthwhile, we appreciate all that you do.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Remember, we're going to be here next week. Yeah. New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. Wow.
Now we have a really throwback show.
Oh, really?
All right. Everybody have a great Christmas, and we'll see you next week the same time. See you in the garden.
Merry Christmas. See you in the garden.